Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating in the great Krishna consciousness movement. This is the religion of the religion. There are hundreds and thousands of religious principles all over the world, but this is the basic principle of religion. Religion means to understand God. That is the short description of religion. Because from the Shastra we understand that religion is the course and laws of the law for God. Dharmantu sāsār bhagavat pranītam. You cannot manufacture religion. Religion is the given course of the Supreme Personality of God. As several times explained this, that the law cannot be manufactured by any private person. Law is given by the state, by the king. What he says are the state orders, that is law. Just like on the road, when you drive your car, you have to keep left. That is the given law of the state. Similarly, in America, the car is kept on the right. So, he cannot say that somewhere it is kept keep right and come somewhere it is kept keep left. Which was the right? Which was the right direction? The right direction is the word of the state. Similarly, religion means what is spoken by the law. That is it. And this Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the religion of the religions. Just like philosophy is called as the science of the sciences. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness movement is the religion of the religions. Now, take for example, the Hindu religion or Christian religion or the Muslim religion. What is the ultimate goal? Love of God. Lord Jesus Christ, he also preached how to love God. The Mohammedan religion also preaches to realize the Supreme Law, Allahu Akbar. In Buddha religion, primarily there is he, but Lord Buddha is incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that God Krishna appeared as Lord Buddha to change the atheists. The atheist class, they did not believe in God. But Lord Buddha came before that. He said that yes, there is no God. That's right. But whatever I say, you take it. So the atheist class took it. Yes, whatever you say, you shall take it. But the atheist did not know that he is incarnation of God. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Sammohaya Surad Visham. Sammohaya Surad Visham. Surad Visham means basic class. So, Sammohaya, just to believe that. You don't believe in God, that's all right. that you take my word, ahimsa karma bhakti. Don't kill animals. Rajputra said, sadaya vidaya dari hita pasu khatam. The Lord became very much compassionate when people, in the name of religion, in the name of Veda, were much addicted to killing of animals. Nindasi yogya vidhi rahaha stuti jatam sadaya vijaya darshita pasu khatam kesava bhuta buddha sarira jaya jagadita. The Vaishnava, the devotee of Lord Krishna, he knows what is Lord Krishna. He says, Vaishnava Kavi, Jayadev Goswami, that my dear Lord, Ninnasi Jagga Vidhi Rahaha Suti Jata, you appear for stopping killing of animals, but people began to give you evidence from the Vedas that animal killing is sanctioned in the Vedas. There are certainly sacrificial animal killing, but not the sacrificial animal killing or any kind of animal. No. That animal killing was also to taste the power of the Vedic mantra, not for eating purpose. That's a different story. The Lord Buddha appeared to stop this animal killing. And when people wanted to give evidence from the Vedas that animal killing is sanctioned in the Vedas, why you are stopped? Therefore he has to say, I don't care for your Vedas. Nindati yajna vidhe rahaha sutija. Therefore Lord Buddha is accepted among the Vedic followers as atheists. But Vaishnava, one who knows Krishna, they see Lord Buddha as the incarnation of Krishna for the time-serving purpose. At that time, it was needed to stop animal killing. Therefore, he presented it in different type of philosophy. So that is also enacted by the law, and it was stopping animal killing. Therefore, my point is, the religion means whatever God thinks enact, that is religion. It may be for the time being, or it may be eternal. So this Krishna consciousness is religion. As it is stated by the Supreme Lord in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekāṁ śaraṇaṁ gato. This is eternal religion of the living age. It does not matter where he is born. He may be an Indian, he may be an American, he may be a Canadian, but this is the eternal religion to surrender unto the Supreme Law. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekāṁ śaraṇaṁ gato. The surrender is the beginning of bhakti or devotional service. Saranagati. Surrender means saranagati. Saranagati means, my Lord, I was wondering so many periods of life in 8,400,000 of species of life, in different forms of life, sometimes aquatic, sometimes bird, sometimes bees, sometimes trees, sometimes insects. In this way, I was transmigrating from one life to another. Now, in this human form of life, I got my senses that you are the Supreme and I am eternally related with you. Vāsudeva sarvam iti बहुनाम जन्म नामंते ज्ञानवान महान प्रबद्धते। आफ्टर ट्रांसमाइग्रेटिंग मेनी मेनी फॉर्म्स ऑफ लाइफ when one actually becomes a wise, Jnanavan, full knowledge, at that time he surrenders unto Krishna. Krishna says, surrender unto me. Bahunam janmanavante Jnanavan maam prapadyas. Jnanavan, not the foolish. One who has actually knowledge, one who is all actually wise. He surrenders to Krishna. And he is Mahatma. So Mahatma Sudhubhu. There are many Mahatmas simply by changing the dress. But actually, as Krishna says, what is Mahatma? That Mahatma means a surrendered soul unto the lotus feet of Krishna. He is Mahatma. Bhajanti, Ananda Manaso. These are the symptoms of Mahatma. Mahatma means Bhajanti, Ananda Manaso, without any other deviation of the mind. Simply devoted to Lord Krishna. Mamekam Saranam. His only surrender is unto Krishna. Because Krishna means everything. Just like if you water on the root of the tree, you are watering all the leaves, branches, twigs, and flowers, and fruits, and everything in the tree. Similarly, sarvahanam uchchutaitya. If you worship Lord Krishna, then you worship all demigods, all humanity, all nationalities. There is many difficulties to self-realize. And unless the human body, a human being, does not realize what he is, what is God, what is this manifestation, material manifestation, how we are related with one another, these are called Atmatattam. Parabhavastavadavodhujata javanna kitya sato asa tattam. See, so-called civilization, daily fighting for a piece of land, and they are dying, and they do not know where they are going. Completely unknown. After death, everything is finished. We do not know where is now Mahatma Gandhi, where is now Jawaharlal Nehru, where is Hitler, where is worse on the board. We do not know. This is called darkness. But if you refer to the Shastra, you can understand where they have gone. Where one has gone, you can understand from the Shastra by his activity. By his activity. Suppose you know that a friend of you, he has passed IAS examination. You can understand, even if you don't see him, that he must get a nice government card. Similarly, by the activities of a man, you can know where he has gone after death. There is life after death. There is a path. Tathāti āntaraṁ prāti dhīra-svatyanam. The buddhaṁ santi sattva, those who are engaged or in contact with the most of goodness of this material world, they are promoted in the higher plantations. Maddesi Shantiragas. Those who are addicted with the most of passion, they remain in this material world. Or between the bhuvastha. And those who are much degraded. Jagannathunavikrishna. Adodashantitamasa. So they lie down to the animal man. In this way you can just where your parents or your relative has gone after death. Krishna also says that Janti Deva Prata Deva Vikrihi Janti Kutri Prata Bhute Kya Janti Bhutane Mat Jati Nati Janti Ma. If you are worshipped by any god,
So he's on the boat. To the planet, Francis Patricia didn't go to death. He was ready, he's on the boat to the Kitri Loba. And for him, they are worshiping Kitri Loba way out by his finger. He can go there. And young people, they travel there. Those are materialists. They shall be met in this material world. What young can all be done tomorrow? One who is devoted. Simply in the presence of the Lord, they will go back to home and to water. These are the information. Okay? It is not our second moment. It's really difficult. That how to go back home and to water. That is something that that's not all mother, you come to your house. And you have to know. That's what you have. What is this now? Why you have come? Why you have to look at all your human beings? What is the entrance of purpose of the sun here? Do you see? He said, I am Bhagavad Gita. He said, everything. Completely. And after understanding Bhagavad Gita as a son, to understand Bhagavad Gita means to understand the six law. Then that's how the young person will not be married to God. Why don't you see that? As soon as you see it, the sun time you remember it. As soon as you see the moon time, you remember it. As soon as you see something wonderful, you understand. This is the power of Krishna. In detail, Bhagavad Gita, everything is stated. You try to understand Krishna. Then as Krishna says, Janma Karma Medhikam Jujana Tikapa. You can understand the sky so. There is no difficulty. No difficulty at all. It's life. Again, if you can understand the sky, if you are engaged in Krishna, that is high. This is understanding of the sky. That Krishna is sometimes, Krishna is one time, Krishna is the face of the water, Krishna is the sound in the star. Krishna is heart, bhumi, lavana, lavana, samana, buddhi, devata. Krishna is water in this way. If you simply understand Krishna, 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 and if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 your life becomes pure. What is the difference? What is the difference? Tell me. It is very difficult. People are thankful after God. And God is not as he has as God. What does he say? How much do we say? Everyone says, there is God. Can you call me God? God is dead. There is no God. And God is God. What is it God? Here is God. Krishna. Accepted by what God? Who saw Krishna here today. Accepted all Yata. Raman Yata. What Yata? Vishnu. All of you are God. Accepted by Lord. Accepted by death. Accepted by Lord Krishna. And we are calling them to say. Some are obstinate. That you do not like to take the action. Hey, you want to be healed and by the last type of food. That is your one. That is your one. We want to be seated. That's what they come and see them. But here is God is Krishna. Try to understand and be successful in your life. Thank you.